Ross Burden, MasterChef, we've been waiting because it's such a success in England, and the Australian one, even the Australian one here, caught us all. And when I was in Australia for a weekend, everyone's going, oh my God, are you watching MasterChef in New Zealand? And we're going like, yeah, well, we are. It's huge.
The extraordinary thing is that it's just about to go into America and, believe it or not, France.
Really?
The home of high cooking is actually going to take amateurs into the kitchens. I can't wait to see the French version.
See, the American one will be interesting because I'm an absolute food TV channel junkie, but I can't watch any of the American chefs. They do my head in.
Well, it's that sort of overblown, cheesy sort of nonsense.
And cheese.
I'm sure, it's fromage sur le pain grillé. It's cheese on toast.
Yes.
Cheese. Only knows what it's going to be like.
Cheese dipped in cheese, rolled in cheese with a little side of cheese. And would you like a glass of cheese with that?
Exactly.
So MasterChef, 7:30, TV1 tonight. Well, it's coming home for you, isn't it? Back to New Zealand.
Well, it is coming home, but also it's coming full circle. Because obviously I was a contestant in 93. And we filmed the final on my birthday in 92. Which obviously went out in 93. So it's quite extraordinary to be able to sort of see the whole thing go so crazy. And, you know, in TV format, lifetimes, you know, that's even worse than dog years. because if a dog year is 7 human years, in TV terms, this is about 1,000 years old. And it's evolved and it's kept going, and it's a beautiful thing.
Well, see, I think you and I are going to be best friends because, A, I'm just absolutely mad about food, but I understand in another lifetime you got a degree in zoology.
Indeed I did. And then through the opportunities that were offered to me from MasterChef, I filmed for National Geographic and Network of the World or whatever, and I've spent a lot of time doing natural history programming as well. So it's all good.
Mm, but you're here for MasterChef, and are you here for long? Are you here for...
Well, at least a year.
Okay, marvellous.
My last job was working in India, and then after 6 months contract opening a restaurant and hotel in India, I went back to the UK, and in 6 months it's really gone down the tubes.
Mm.
Europe is really, really not in a good place at the moment, so it's delightful to come back here and feel the sand of Takapuna going through my toes. And obviously all your listeners will have seen what's happening in the UK in terms of the weather as well.
Well, yes.
So I get emails from my friends saying, oh, a bit cold, you know, went off to the park but turned around. And I can email back saying, yes, I'm watching your weather on BBC on Sky. And
yes.
I'm sitting in shorts on the balcony
yes,
with Wi-Fi.
I'm so just sitting here in my underwear because it's so damn hot.
Exactly.
Now, you did X Factor in Britain.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago. There were four of us, Jean-Christophe Novelli and Aldo Zilli and me and Paul Rankin. And we were called Bake That. And we were doing celebrity version of X Factor, and we raised £27,000 to put, I think we put wells in 500 African villages.
Wow, that's great.
Which is great. So it's very nice, heartwarming sort of stuff. On a personal level, I'm singing Living La Vida Loca with three mates, with two dancers each, with pyros going, live to 8.7 million people thinking you've got to do this before you're 40. It was just crazy.
You haven't run into Craig Revel-Horwood on your travels over there, I don't suppose?
No. I was working with Sharon Osbourne and all sorts of provocative people like Rebecca Lowe's, which is all very, very interesting. Story's not for the radio.
No, quite possibly. That's for another time and another place. So, MasterChef New Zealand, you've had a little bit of a look-see, a little bit of a nosy. Are we cutting it on an international scale?
Oh, I think so. And I think that the nice thing about this, you know, the funny thing was I'd only been in the country for about, I don't know, 3 weeks or something or other. And I went to see Lloyd Cole in concert because I've always loved Lloyd Cole. And I was standing in a pub in Parnell, and I got a tap on my shoulder. I'd been there for about 3 minutes. We'd just started filming. I'd just come out of the studio. And the guy said, you're not going to be a hard ass, are you? So obviously I've been recognised, and I can absolutely guarantee we're not. It's all about nurturing and being nice. We're warm and fuzzy, not spiky. There's no Gordon effing Ramsay about us.
Oh, spoiling all my fun. Hey, and it's good too in the food industry if somebody does recognise you 10 years down the track, isn't it?
You're so kind. No, the whole thing is fantastic, and I've just started writing for a magazine, and I've had to review the first episode. I'm one of the few people who have seen the first episode. And I have to say, I think it's a jolly cracker. It's so nice. And the people, you will learn to love all the people who, well, you won't have to learn, but you'll love all the people who are in the show. And it's so well made. You'll be quite dazzled, I think.
All right. Well, welcome home and nice to have you here.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.